Joseph Pasek of barnburner.ca. Our twice-daily podcast is entitled Fired Up, and it's my pleasure to welcome in once again the Hall of Famer, John Nelson of OSG Sports in Atlanta, as we look back at Major League Soccer opening weekend. Now, Toronto FC, the defending Major League Soccer champions at BMO Field, meaning home game, playing the Columbus Crew, they did not play well. All right? So then we go Atlanta going into Houston. They played worse. Okay?
They did not play well.
Then we have Seattle, finalist, former Cup champions 2 years ago, finalist last year, playing the
They did not play well.
LAFC, they did not play well. And we, okay, so now let me now we have Seattle playing at home against New York City FC. What happens? They did not play well. All right, what's up with this weekend?
I think that we've already decided after 1 week that no matter what I predict, go with the opposite, because that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So, I mean, let's
2-0 Columbus beating Toronto FC.
Yeah.
Let's start there.
Jossie Zardes, we knew that when Columbus picked him up, that was a great pickup because of losing Justin Miram. You knew that Zardes could get away from L.A. and start to reclaim the offensive power that we know he has. And so, of course, I started Jossie Zardes, and my fantasy league gave me my most points, so yay me. But interesting thoughts from Giovinco when the match was over, saying that they're thinking too much about the trophy from last year, parading the trophy around, having it around, waving it around, yay us. No, we need to think going forward. And I think he's got a major point there. So this might have been a wake-up call, and don't tell me for a second that this tape's not going to make its way around the league as to how to pin Toronto down either.
All right. So now let's talk about the team you cover, Houston,
right.
Atlanta. We lose 2-0 at home, but you guys lose 4-0. What's going on there?
Okay. First, two of them were set pieces, and Houston was one of the most high-powered teams off of set pieces when you look at the numbers from last year. So not a surprise. Cinder Ossel's unmarked in his header, and then another set piece leads to another goal. Brad Gazan open hands the ball that he's trying to clear instead of tries to punch or thrust out of the box, and then it turns into an easy goal there. And then it was two turnovers, and then it was quickly done. But, no, I think that after the first goal was scored by Houston, I think that Atlanta United pretty much got stuck in the mud and trying to figure out how to respond. But the larger issue for Atlanta United going forward is, other than trying to get the lineup squared away and have everybody healthy, was the loss of Leandro Gonzalez Perez. Hip injury where it was almost like the Triple H flying knee in one of the jousts that LGP had with Albert Elise. And they were very chippy with each other the entire time. So not a surprise that, their jousting ended up with an injury. LGP tried to work his way through it, but he couldn't. Listed right now as a hip contusion. Don't know how he's going to be for the DC United match for the home opener this upcoming weekend, but that's the larger question for Atlanta. So Houston, really, tremendous at home at BBVA Compass, but quick turnovers, quick transition, quick goals, and then set pieces, what Houston's strong at. They got the Duke 4-0, and you just move on from there.
Okay, so now let's look at a month ago. I don't know if you noticed, there was a big football game, a Super Bowl it's called, Philadelphia, New England, Philadelphia upsetting New England. What happens on the first weekend of MLS action? Philadelphia plays New England. What happens again? Philadelphia beats New England.
Well, but once again, Philadelphia has done some things in the offseason to improve their offensive output. New England, while they're under Brad Friedel, I don't know what New England has really done to improve their space. I would have traded Lee Wynn for draft day, but I don't see any offense coming out of New England. And what Philadelphia has done with their acquisitions, I think that they've done some tremendous things to get them squared away, Fontana and Sapong, and bringing in their new DP, Dossel, with David Akam. I think that Philadelphia's got some promise. I think that New England, though, they've really got some issues, and they were exposed once again in match week one.
All right, then let's get to the last game on Saturday. That was a 3, Minnesota 2. What does this prove again? That Minnesota still has no defense.
Minnesota, well, and they scored 2 times in the last 10 minutes of the match just to lose 3-2.
Yeah.
But, you know, you look at, you know, San Jose's youth was on display last season late, and you got to see that with what Chris Leach did. But now San Jose is a year older, a year more experienced with those guys like Tommy Thompson. I'm looking forward to seeing what he can do with San Jose. But Minnesota still has a lot of issues, and they need to be addressed. And then you look at the other two matches, Orlando and D.C. United. D.C. played a man up after a red card. Orlando scores one late to share results there. And then FC Dallas and Real Salt Lake, another really sneaky good matchup. RSL and FC Dallas, both contenders in the West, so not a surprise that those end up with shared results as well.
All right, now let's head to Sunday. And I mentioned when we first started, LAFC going into Seattle, defeating the Sounders 1-0. And LA Galaxy, big day for LA. LA Galaxy beating Portland 2-1. Which LA team looked more better?
Well, they both looked more better. LAFC, you know, you speak English very goodly as we're taping. That's solid.
Yes.
But no, LAFC surprised me. But when you look at Rossi and Vela, you figure the offense is going to go through them. And as they get accustomed to life in MLS, that they'll be a deadly combo out in the West. But they only had 17 players available. They had 20 players on their roster, and really they got the goal on the board. Seattle should have had at least 3. So I think this is more on Seattle than it is LAFC in this case. So Seattle really should have won 3-1, didn't close on their opportunities, and created more headaches for themselves than was necessary. Then you go to the flip side with LA Galaxy, and you see what Kamara did in his first match with the Galaxy. Once again, you know, you're looking at someone with a change of venue and a change in, you know, scenery just to kind of get things going out in the West. And then Portland, their first game under, you know, Savarese as head coach, and once again, it just takes a little while to get adjusted to things. So, you know, Portland, maybe give them another couple of weeks or so to try to get their sea legs, but the Galaxy pounced on them, and that's what they needed to do. So, you know, you tip your hat to LAG and you tip your hat to LAFC and their 30 owners, and you just keep moving on.
30 owners, yeah. Right. Will Ferrell, one of them. Big victory
yep.
for Will Ferrell. Now, last game that we're going to touch on, since I'm based out of Canada, and I don't speak good English, I speak good Canadian, let's talk about Montreal and Vancouver, 2-1 Vancouver victory.
Well, and, you know, Kai Kamara, and think about this, that this game was scoreless going into the 60s. And so Kai Kamara scores in the 63rd, and then Alphonso Davies, who is 17 years old, can't rent a car, can't vote, but was really man of the match, made it 2-0, and then Mankosu scores to make it close late in the 81st. But once again, Vancouver really going to be one of the teams that you're going to have to pay attention to in the West, because of what they can do with Kendall Waspinaugh set pieces and such. But, no, you see Alphonso Davies. Enjoy Alphonso Davies while you can, because I give him another couple of seasons. If he continues to be like this, he's headed to Europe. And then the last match of the day, Sporting Kansas City, a bit of a surprise, losing 2-0 to NYCFC, considering their defense and how stout it was last year. NYCFC getting, you know, 2 goals on the board. You know, they do that on the road in Sporting, a traditionally very tough place to play. So NYCFC coming out of there with full points, Maxi Morales and Jesus Medina with the goals there. So one thing to look out for down the line, Chanot sent off in the 88th on a straight red for letting a doxo happen, denying of a goal-scoring opportunity. So Chanot will not be in any games in the future. But for Morales and Medina getting on the board, David Villa did not get on the board for NYCFC, and they still win 2-0.
All right, final question, and we're going to start it off new this year. I'm going to say, give me your OSD moment of the week.
Wow.
I like that, eh? Proud spot.
Yeah.
OSD scores.
give you the OSG SDH moment of the week.
Yes.
And wow, probably the LAFC victory. I'll go with the LAFC goal on the board. Diego Rossi with a tremendous shot, the only goal in the match. So LAFC comes out of the block, surprising everybody in the 11th minute. So Diego Rossi is your OSG Soccer Down Here MLS moment of the week.
And Soccer Down Here can be heard 9 to 11 on Blog Talk Radio, also on barnburner.ca. John, tell them where they can hear you, see you social media-wise.
All right, so it's at Soccer Down Here on the Twitters and on the Insta or the IG or the Gram, as Migos calls it these days. I think that's what the hip kids call it. So follow along at Soccer Down Here across all your platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Follow along there as well. You can follow along with the hosts. Me, I'm at OSG Nelson. Jason Longshore is at Longshoe, and then at Jared_Smith for Jared Smith. We're the three hosts, three best friends that anybody could have, and we'll never, 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 never.
What about
never
me?
Meet
I'm
each
supposed
other.
To be part of there. I'm your best friend, aren't I?
Yes, on different shows. You're just not on that show from Monday through Friday. You can pay attention to that on the XL Sports Network, ESPN Coastal on the overnights, and barnburner.ca, something that you've heard of here occasionally. And then OSG Sports, follow along there at OSG Sports on the Twitters. And everybody else that's associated with that and all the other programs that we have here at barnburner.ca.
All right, that's the OSG Sports Soccer Down Here moment of the week each and every week here when we do MLS Talk. And John will be back. He's going to be all over fired up
all
at barnburner.ca. He's going to talk about the CONCACAF. And later on this week, we're going to preview week two of the Major League Soccer season. Toronto FC not playing, but Columbus at home, and I mentioned this against Montreal. You know why I mentioned this? It's about time that OSG steps up and saves the Crew. Right, John?
Well, the Crew might be saving themselves. That's an entirely different conversation because of what Anthony Precourt thinks he's doing in Austin, but the city of Austin is kind of having other plans. I think that the end game is going to be that he's going to end up selling to local investors, and the Crew will stay in Columbus, and Austin will have the USL franchise that they're already plotting to play at Circuit of the Americas in 2019.
And that has been a sneak peek brought to you by OSG Sports and Soccer Down Here. Thanks a lot, John.
Anytime, my friend.